This is VPR News. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini. And this is VPR, Vermont Public Radio. And now we bring you a story from Public Post, VPR's coverage of cities and towns from around Vermont. VPR Public Post is made possible with support from Merchants Bank. Every Tuesday, a group that calls itself the Trash Tramps takes to the streets of Montpelier to pick up litter. This week, VPR Public Post reporter Amy Noyes caught up with them.
I am one. I am only one, but still I am one. I can't do everything, but still I can do something. And because I can't do everything, I will not refuse to do the something I can do.
Our motto is
this work is beneath us.
That is the rallying cry of the Trash Tramps. Every Tuesday at 2 o'clock, they meet at the Montpelier Senior Activity Center, where they don work gloves and custom neon safety vests and equip themselves with kitchen tongs, shopping bags, and cigarette butt collection buckets fashioned out of quart yogurt containers. From there, they head off to the streets and alleyways of downtown Montpelier, red wagon in tow. They spend the next hour picking up litter from fast food containers, sometimes with food still inside.
Oh, it's dippy.
Someone lost their lunch. It was inside. It was clean outside.
To beer cans.
Ah, harpoon. Can.
To
cigarette butts. Lots of cigarette butts.
That's Anthony Otis and Rebecca Shepherd. But among the Trash Tramps, they're known as Antonio the Bagman and not a bag lady yet. There have been over 30 participants since the Trash Tramps first hit the streets last September, and they each have a Trash Tramp name, according to organizers Ann Ferguson and Nancy Schultz, also known as Ben Dover and Sister Sludge. Ferguson says they've only missed one week in the past 9 months.
And that was because the senior center was closed and we couldn't get to all of our supplies. But aside from that, we've done it every week.
10 Trash Tramps turned out last Tuesday, including Sue Roop, or Sackholder Sue, who doesn't let her 8-pound portable oxygen concentrator get in the way of pulling the Trash Tramp wagon through downtown. Even though Vermont's Green Up Day was only a month ago, Roop says there's still work to do.
The annual event of Green Up Day helps this process immensely, so... But it's starting to accumulate again, so we mush on.
Organizer Ann Ferguson says the Trash Tramps have a system down, which makes their job easier. Trash and recyclables are sorted into bags and buckets, and full bags go in the wagon.
We got the plastic-lined cloth bag, so then under the plastic bag is more plastic bags, so we can replenish that one. And so we slip the handles of the cloth bag through the handles of the plastic bag, and that holds it open, so you only need one hand to hold the cloth bag and the butt cans. And the butt cans are yogurt containers that I put little handles on so that we could separate out the butts.
They collect cigarette butts separately because they can be recycled. Trash Tramps organizer Nancy Schultz says they bring the butts to the Central Vermont Solid Waste Management District office, and they eventually make their way to a New Jersey recycling company called TerraCycle.
They compost the tobacco, and they spin everything out so they get just the filter. They melt down the filters, and they make things like park benches and railroad ties and decking for people's porches and the like.
The fact that something useful can be made out of littered cigarette butts inspires Ann Ferguson.
Being able to send them off and have them be reused is just awesome.
Bending down to pick up some more butts with her kitchen tongs, Ferguson says anyone can do what the Trash Tramps do to improve their own community.
It's just not a big thing. But it brings you joy. And, the thing is, it's immediate reward. You pick up something and it immediately changes the world. And it may not be the most earth-shattering world change, but it's something that everyone can do on a small basis to make a big change in the world, you know?
And Ferguson says, even though the trash tramps are based out of the Montpelier Senior Activity Center, there is no minimum age requirement to join them. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.